The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're getting engaged, we're getting married, we're having kids, all these different things. Life changes, career changes, and we have to be understanding of that. So we have to make sure that we are filtering our time through the lens of our values and what matters to us.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. How is everyone feeling? So in the last episode, guys, we were talking about boundaries. So that's why, of course, this episode makes a lot of sense. And I kind of want to jump right on into it. Don't have much of a story to tell right now. Who knows? I might during the course of the episode. We'll see. But I want to just dive right on talking about being an intentional woman, right? Living with purpose and also having focus. Last week we spoke about boundaries, and now we're going to be speaking about being intentional, right? This is all a part of Anti-Lazy Girl series and how to be a well-rounded anti-lazy girl, okay? Because we also have to remember that the narrow path is the new self-care, okay? So welcome back, guys. I am your host, Aisha Christina. And like I said, we're continuing the Anti-Lazy Girl series. And I really hope that this episode inspires you to step into your purpose and become an intentional woman. So I know, guys, that we live in a world that is full of distractions, right? Procrastination and hustle culture. But God has actually called us to something higher, you know, a life of focus, a life of clarity, and also intention. So today we're going to unpack what it actually means to live intentionally and align our actions with our values and our faith and avoid the traps of mindless living. I know some of you may be feeling like, I don't know where to start. I feel all over the place. You just have a moment where you just feel like, okay, what am I doing? I need to center. I need to refocus. What is it that I'm actually doing? And I need to get clear on that. And then once you realize that, then you feel like, man, I don't even know how I got here. Like the things I thought I was interested in and I wanted to do, I'm not really sure. I'm still interested in those things. Let's buckle down. So as always, we're going to be leaning on the scripture. We're also going to be exploring some practical tips and then reflect what it means to create a life that honors both God and the vision that he's given you. So as usual, get ready to take some notes. Let's dive on in. Let's identify first what it means to be intentional. What does it mean to be an intentional woman? So let's start with the basics. Living intentionally means making deliberate choices that align with your values, your faith, and your goals. What are those things? It's about choosing what matters most and letting go of what does not serve your God-given purpose. Okay. With that said, this should be something that you ponder on to be honest, right? And the scripture for this is found in Colossians 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, I love this scripture. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters. The other day I was praying and I was like, God, give me a servant's heart. Like, I want a heart to serve. Because when Jesus came on this earth, he came to serve. He came as a humble person, knowing that he was God in the flesh. He knew that he was the Messiah in the flesh. And he had the same temptations as we did. Okay. And so we have to remember, whatever we do, we're doing all according to the glory of God. And so that helps me in all the things that I do it to the best of my ability. I do it to excellence because I'm doing it like I'm working for the Lord, because everything that I do, okay, it's worship or it's praise. I have to let my life be the proof, be a testament to how good the Lord is and how he can change your heart. He can change things about you. And that's important to me. And one of the best ways to do that is through example. Okay. It's through how you work, how you get things done. And this verse just reminds us to approach every action, big or small, with purpose and excellence, as if we're literally doing it for God himself. Okay. That is literally what comes to mind. Even though, you know, there may be things I don't want to do and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do it. I'll be like, Holy Spirit, help me to do this right now. I really don't want to do this. I'm feeling like kind of like just, I want to be left alone. Like, help me be able to accomplish this for you, Lord God, no matter what. Okay. Because also we're here to serve people while we're here on this earth. That's also what Jesus came here to do as well. So what are some signs that you are not living intentionally? Well, feeling overwhelmed and aimless, all right? Saying yes to everything, but you're accomplishing very little. Or living your life on autopilot without clear goals or direction. What areas of your life feel intentional? And where do you feel like you're just going through the motions? What a tragedy it would be to live your life feeling like you're just blah. You don't really feel much of anything, to be honest. There is a biblical call to intentionality, okay? Now that we know what living intentionally looks like, right? Let's explore what scripture actually says about it. You know, God's word gives us countless examples of living with focus and purpose, all right? Jesus's mission was a focused life. He came here for a mission, all right? He lived with clarity and intention, always focused on fulfilling what God's plan was for his life. He didn't waste time on distractions and people pleasing. And imagine, I'm sure a lot of people that liked him always wanted to be around him. What miracles can you perform? Oh, can you heal my cousin? Can you heal my daughter? My niece is sick. Can you heal my dog? Like, you know, I'm sure people wanted to always be around him, the people that liked him. He lived a focused life. That's why he even, in the last episode I was telling you guys, he went and had moments alone where he was praying, he was recharging, he was connecting with God. So there's also Proverbs on planning and diligence, right? Proverbs 21 verse 5, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." So this is what this is saying. Intentionality, it requires planning and diligence. Rushing through life without clarity, without any direction, leads to burnout and missed opportunities. You're just so blah about everything. You don't really care. It comes, and it goes. And there's a time and a place for everything. But you should not, that should not be your motto. Your life should not be so lackluster where you're like, you have no care in the world whether this opportunity comes or goes. You don't care. You cannot see something come across you and actually go at it with intention. You just don't care. And I feel that especially with this new generation, the Gen Zs, I notice that this tends to be a struggle. And for some millennials too, but there is a huge struggle that I'm seeing with a lot of Gen Zers where they've almost made depression a personality. It has become socially acceptable in the music that we listen to, where it's cool to say you hate life and you wish that everyone would go away and how you're a loner, and it's glamorizing being antisocial and not having a desire and a will to live and want to do things. There's a spirit that is attacking that generation. Let me know in the comment section if you know what it is that I'm talking about, where it seems like it's okay. You have some part of the Gen Zers that are high achieving and popular on social media, doing all the things. Then you have another part of the generation where they are extremely depressive. They don't want to work jobs. They don't want to work, period. They don't care about much. They have zero ambition. And we're talking about kids that are in their early 20s. I'm talking 19, 20 years old. No sort of, you know, gust for life. No sort of desire to want to do things. No sort of ambition. No will. That's a spirit, okay? And when we think about Paul's ministry, it was a purpose-driven ministry. In Philippians 3, right, verses 13 through 14, it says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me in heavenward in Christ Jesus." I'm not even sure which translation I just read that in, but that is in Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. See, Paul's focus was on his God-given mission, all right? And that is a powerful example of intentionality. That's how I feel right now. Part of my purpose is to help bring people to my kingdom. That's why God gave me a platform. That's why I went through the things that I was going through. That's why I experienced the spiritual warfare, so I can become aware of the warfare, warn you guys about it if you guys experienced it, help others along their journey, which God gifted me with the ability to do, to help fast on other people's behalf when they experience the same torture and bullying and spiritual warfare and witchcraft that I was experiencing, you know, and really help people to be able to go through those things. Then secondly to that, learning what my authority was in Christ, being covered under the blood of Jesus. It is not enough to just simply say it, but our lives are not fruitful of these things in any capacity, nor, and our hearts are far from him, where we don't feel any conviction about any of the things we're doing, because it to us just simply feels good enough to say, "I believe in Jesus Christ," and, "Oh, I grew up Christian." Like, let's be honest here. We all hear people say, "Oh yeah, I'm Catholic." But it's like, "Oh, do you go to mass or whatever?" Yeah, we go like every, like we go on Easter, sometimes we go on Christmas. But honestly, I haven't even been there in like 5 years. You're not practicing. How are you something that you do not do? How are you something that you do not do? Please, I want to know. Let me know in the comment section. How are you something that you do not do? How does that define you? I want my identity to be that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. To the best of my ability, I try, I strive. I strive in my best ability while I'm in this flesh to do what the Lord has called me to do. I really do. And I'm not perfect. And I will make mistakes. But I try and I give it my all. And my heart is there. And my heart is for people. And so if my life is not being fruitful of that, then that means how can I say that I'm a believer and I'm not doing that? And it's become quite common that we say that we are things and we believe in things that we do not practice. And it's food for thought. And listen, I'm not sitting here on a pedestal because I too have been the same person. But living intentionally, knowing what it is that I'm doing now, I can't see how that's acceptable. That's why I'm bringing this to your awareness. Here are some practical steps to becoming an intentional woman, okay? This is how you actually become an intentional woman in your daily life. You want to clarify your purpose and your values. In Proverbs 16, verse 9, it says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course." Oh my goodness, I love the scripture. "But it is the Lord that establishes their steps." That just goes to show we plan, but it is God who's going to establish our steps. Just like the other scripture says, I'm not sure where, but it says, "One man plants, another one waters, but it is God who gives the increase. If his favor is not on your life, if he is not giving you the increase, it's not going to go anywhere. That's why some of you ever try and do all these things in your own might and you're running in circles and you're wondering why nothing is happening, but you're putting in so much effort. Your purpose starts with God. Spend time in prayer and in reflection to understand what it is that God is calling you to do, okay? It's conversation, it's communication, and you'll begin to feel like these things start to pop in your head. Where you're like, wait a second, why did I have that thought? Why did I have that thought? Like, you know, God, is that you telling me, you know, like, you know, all right, this is the path you're going to go. Like it's the way that it comes to you is without confusion. That's how you know it's God. It comes to you in such a way that it's like, you know, it like, you know, your name. That's how it happens. Next, you want to set clear and God aligned goals. In the scripture, Habakkuk 2 verses 2, it says, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that he may run who reads it. This is write the vision, make it plain, write it down. I was just talking about that in the last episode. Write it down. Do not keep your goals in your head. Write them down. More importantly, pray over them. Revisit them often. God is the ultimate authority. I don't care what anyone says, right? So the only people that bothers and affects are the demons that are rattled by this fact. And I said what I said. God is the ultimate authority. So this means that there's power in praying to our Lord and Savior over the things that we desire for him to bless and establish over our lives. And next, you want to break down your big goals into smaller, actionable steps to avoid being overwhelmed. You want to get as granular as possible. All right. And then you want to prioritize your time. In Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 16, it says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. I want to read verse 17 too. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Okay. Actually, I want to read more. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Okay. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and in songs of the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For anyone wondering, why do we say in the name of Jesus Christ? You know, anyways, what is this here showing us? Being intentional, being wise with your time is in the Bible. Time is a limited resource. Be intentional with how you spend it. Like I said, using time blocking, the Pomodoro method, to create daily routines that reflects your priorities. Some of you are just so, you know, not really feeling motivated. So you don't want to write anything down. You want to just, I'll remember it. Oh, I have all these plans. And even when you're writing, I feel like the Holy Spirit's telling me that some of you are getting overwhelmed when you're writing and you're feeling like so many ideas are jumbled up in your head that you just don't even want to write anything at all. You have to push past that point. This is the season of going farther than our farthest point, especially spiritually, in our faith in Jesus Christ. Okay? Learn to say no. We just spoke about boundaries in the last podcast. All right? The power of no. If you have not listened to that yet, go check it out. All right? Filter requests through your values and your goals before you commit to something. Ladies, especially if we're over the age of, if we're in our 30s now, hello, what are we doing? We understand as friends, we're getting engaged, we're getting married, we're having kids, all the things. There's a lot that's going on. Now we have a husband to take care of. We have kids to take care of, all these different things. So yeah, it's going to be harder to sometimes spend time with your friends all the time. Life changes, career changes, all these different things. Our lives look so drastically different when we're in our 30s, and we have to be understanding of that. So we have to make sure that we are filtering our time through the lens of our values and what matters to us, okay? And that's not to say your friends don't matter, but at the very core of what you are making your decisions through, does it align with your values and your goals before you can commit? I'll tell you this right now. There are a lot of times where, I'll just be so transparent, I feel like when I was growing up, I used to go to church 4 times a week, right? Because that was what we were doing. And 2 services on Sunday, Tuesday and Friday. When I was growing up, everyone's party was on a Friday. Everyone's party. And I always used to be like, I could never go to anyone's birthday party. I couldn't go to my friend's bat mitzvahs and everything. Could never go to a sleepover. In hindsight now, I am so grateful because it protected me against so much. Yes, there were times where I may have felt naive, but I realized it was really my parents' protection and it was God's protection that like there was a certain wholeness that I feel like I've always possessed because I just was not exposed to certain things. And the world wants to convince you that, oh, wow, you don't know that? Like, no, it's protection. You don't need to know everything. The path is narrow for a reason. The more you the only thing you should get to know more and more is God. You don't need to know every little thing about every little thing because some things are just here to corrupt your mind. They don't bring you peace. And the more ideas you have and exploring this and exploring that, because you feel like that is precisely the fall of man. Let's go back to the Adam and Eve days. That's how the serpent was able to convince them that maybe God is holding something back from you because he doesn't want you to be all knowing like he is. So that's why he doesn't really want you to eat from that tree. He doesn't want you to see things like the way that he did. That's precisely what we're living in over and over again, where people are feeling like, I need to know this. Like, what if there's something that I don't know? I just want to know everything. I don't. I'm on a narrow path. That is biblical. And I understand for some people, because a lot of us come from experience, right? That's how I'm able to speak on this as well. It's not like, man, I just have never seen anything. I've never experienced anything in my day. That's why God, he literally qualifies the called, okay? He qualifies you. He knows your story. He knows your past. Your past does not define who you are in Christ. It doesn't. Anyways, yeah. Align your actions with your faith. So in Psalms 37 verse 5, it says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will act, right? Every decision and action should flow from your trust in God and his plan for your life. And I know that that sounds easier said than done. I'm on this path right now myself where I literally am just like trusting God with everything. You don't know who God will touch the hearts of and how he will lead you to your destiny helpers. And if you're looking for a career change or like God makes things seamless. And that's how you know sometimes that his hand is on something because the door will open and whatever door that he opens, no man can shut. Now, there's going to be obstacles, of course, to living intentionally, right? Like it's not always going to be easy. So here are the common obstacles that I felt to share and how you can overcome them. The number one thing, obviously, is distractions. Corinthians 10 verse 23 says, I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. Just because something is permissible doesn't mean that it is purposeful. Say that again. Just because something is permissible does not mean that it is purposeful. Yes, we can do anything that we want because we have choice power. But that does not mean that it is purposeful. And if it's not purposeful, it is not fruitful. Understand this with humility, because what I'm saying is not being selfish and saying, hey, if it ain't no benefit, don't do it. That's falling on deaf ears. That's not what I'm saying. What is it? What is the greater purpose? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to identify, what are your biggest distractions? Is it social media? Is it toxic relationships? Is it setting boundaries around relationships and social media? Is it food where every 5 seconds you are always thinking about a meal? What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? Is it, you know, letting your mind fantasize about things? That tends to be a sinful too. Someone just wrote me asking about maladaptive dreaming. Let me know in the comment section if you want me to get into that. By the way, guys, I have a Spotify account now. Shout out to my manager. Obviously you guys follow me on Spotify. I didn't know you can comment on Spotify. I didn't know I had comments on Spotify on my show. I didn't know. No one told me anything. I didn't know I was getting voice notes on there, all these different, I'm thinking, huh? I didn't even know. All glory to God though. Like I was like, wait, what? So yes, I have a Spotify now. So if you want to comment on there and say hi or comment on the episode, whatever, and just let me know your thoughts. Like I'd love to hear it. Please be respectful though. Thank you. Hallelujah. And then another common obstacle that we tend to deal with is the fear of failure, right? 2 Timothy verses 1 through 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Step out in faith. okay? And trust that God will equip you with what he has called you to do. Faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Make sure that you're stepping out on faith and that you're trusting God. You're trusting that God will equip you for what he's called you to do. Like I said, make sure that you're doing that. And then next, another obstacle is the obvious procrastination. So James 4 verses 17 says, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. Yes, if you know the right thing to do and you do not do it, it is a sin. Procrastination is a sin. Why? God has gifted us with time. You do not waste the time that he has given you. That's wasting your purpose. And honestly, if you stay like that, God will raise someone else up to fulfill that purpose. We've seen this time and time again happen in the Bible. God's plan must happen, and it will happen. His purpose must be executed. And procrastination, like I said, often comes from fear or it comes from perfectionism. So this is why we start small and we trust God with the results. So here's some questions I want you guys to ask yourself in your journal. What is one area of your life where you need to be more intentional? What is one distraction that you need to eliminate to focus on your purpose? And how can you involve God more in your daily decisions? Again, up until this point, we've all been going in our own will. That's what's been happening. I know I can do my best to explain it to you. I really hope that you have, you know, ears to hear. A lot of this stuff has to be experienced in order for you to truly feel what it is that I'm saying. So here's your challenge for the week, right? Choose one intentional habit that you're going to start this week, okay? Whether it's spending time with God daily, which is the number one thing, all right? Decluttering your schedule, setting boundaries, okay? Commit to it and ask God to give you strength. Really try and communicate with him, all right? Really try and actually do it. So I want you guys to remember that being an intentional woman, it is not about perfection, okay? It's about progress. It's about making deliberate choices that honor God. That's what my life is about now. Reflecting your values, you know, move closer to the life that you're called to live. Let me tell you something. In the end, it doesn't matter what people say about you on this earth, because the judge of all judges is Jesus Christ. Christ is King. If people think you're boring, you're a loser, all these different things, because you're choosing to follow God, you're choosing to serve God, who cares? There are definitely enough of us believers out there where you can find your community. If everyone else, people don't want to hang out with you anymore, they don't want to, you know, be around you. I know it hurts, but it does not matter in the grand scheme of things, because human beings' opinions really don't mean much of anything. After we die in our flesh, our spirit lives on. We are spirits in a physical body. And I'm not spending eternity dying forever. I'm going to spend eternity living with the King of Kings, okay, and the Lord of Lords, and worshiping him and living in eternal bliss and glory. That's what I'm trying to do. So on this little the blimp that we are here on the earth, we're not living till we were 600 years old and 400 years old and past 100 years old like people were in the Bible days. We're just here for a blimp of a moment. And we are mandated to follow these commands just for this time being, so that we can see eternal glory, which is what God wishes for every single one of us. Yes, it's important what you do with your time. Yes, it's important to be intentional with your time. This week, take time to reflect on what is actually important to you and start aligning your actions with your priorities. And you don't have to do it all. Just start with one step and let God guide you through the rest. If this episode has inspired you, I want you to share it with a friend, leave a review, or tag me on Instagram at Quality Queen Control. I love hearing from you guys. Let's actually end with this verse to actually carry us through the week. So Psalms 90 verses 17 says, may the favor of the Lord, our God, rest on us. Establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Okay, with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will see you beautiful angels in my next video. Mwah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No